Some of you might remember Pastor Ivan Thompson. He was quite a character and a man greatly beloved and used of the Lord. A good number of years ago, I was a relatively young Christian, probably late teens, 1998, 25 years ago. And a good friend of mine and his friend, both from Coleraine, I was living in Lisburn at the time, were travelling down to County Cork to a little place called Bandon for a meeting that was being held, or a convention that was being held under the auspices of the Faith Mission. And one of the speakers, along with William Smiley from the Slavic Gospel Association, was Pastor Ivan Thompson, who at that time was the pastor of Rathcoole Baptist Church. And what a time we had. Friend drove all the way from Coleraine to Cork and just stopped to pick me up on the way through. And off we went down to this convention, booked in, and stayed together for the weekend of meetings. And it was a blessed, blessed time. Pastor Thompson was preaching and he was testifying, did a little bit of singing too. And we really got to know him well over that weekend, and his wife and his two children as well. But, you know, the interesting thing was, and I can't stand over this, I don't know how theologically sound it is, but I've thought about it often ever since. As we were leaving to travel back home in that little Fiat Punto, I think it was, Pastor Thompson saw us getting into the car, and he said, "Lads, be careful on the way home." He says, "The devil wants you boys in heaven." And I kind of thought, what does that mean? The devil wants us in heaven? And I said to him, "Well, surely the devil wants us in hell." And he smiled and he says, "No, the devil wants you boys in heaven." He says, "He can't get you now. You're saved. And I believe in eternal security. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." He says, "The devil wants you boys in heaven. If you're going to be useful for the Lord, you're going to serve the Lord, the devil wants you boys in heaven, away out of the road, so you can't serve him down here." What a challenge that was all of those years ago. And the Word of God reminds us that the enemy, our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Christians need to be very, very careful, because there are many things that the enemy can seek to do to rob us of our usefulness for God. Peter says, "Be sober." That doesn't merely mean don't be drunk with alcohol. Certainly every Christian should know that. But it means to be wise. It means to walk circumspectly. It means to remain alert. It means to be awake. Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. It's your purpose to go on with God and to be useful for the Lord. You have to be very, very aware that there's a very real foe, there's a very real enemy out there who wants to steal, kill, and destroy. So be careful and endeavour, if you're a Christian, keep walking with the Lord, keep your eyes on the cross, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But we ought not as well to be overcome with thoughts about the devil either. The Bible says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And we know that in Revelation, the Bible says concerning the church that they overcame him, that is the devil, they overcame him through the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So the devil wants you way out of the road if you're going to be useful for the Lord. But may God encourage you and strengthen you and help you to go through with God and to seek his face and to walk with him in these days. Hopefully we'll see you again next time. And until then, may the Lord bless you richly. Bye-bye.